time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Ah, we are back. Week 69 of self-isolation. I mean, you in the world, but, you know, the quarantine don't stop. We out here.
You
we out
in here the world in like I'm outside.
I mean, you in a different region, so you had to go outside to get there. So
yeah, you know. Yeah, definitely. But that was like last week.
And you in Atlanta, where I've got enough proof to show that these niggas don't believe in COVID. But go ahead.
Don't. But that don't mean I'm them.
That's true.
They are in full club mode out this bitch.
Man, that shit don't stop.
You know, it's Labor Day weekend. I guess, you know, they was calling it, you know, Vegas and Atlanta, because I guess all that Vegas shit shut down. So niggas really? Was having the Vegas style parties in Atlanta.
What's a Vegas style party?
You know, all the big artists was usually be like in Atlanta Labor Day weekend. You know what I'm saying?
At
the Vegas. Yeah, you know, like they had the big parties.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, they just Vegas style in name. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what the parties was like because I didn't go. But, you know, the flyer looked like a Vegas flyer. You know what I'm saying?
Roulette and all that type of shit.
Yeah, it had like four big artists. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Four artists of note. And then, you know what I'm saying? I think they was calling it Cosmopolitan in Atlanta, some shit like that. Cosmopolitan Atlanta, like the Cosmopolitan in Vegas.
Oh, okay, got it.
Then I saw another party that was saying the same shit, but I don't know nothing. This was just some shit that crossed the internet.
Okay, who were the artists of note?
I only remember 2 Chainz.
Okay, all right. Damn, that wasn't even of note. No notes.
I didn't pay attention to it because I was not interested. But in no way, shape, or form was I thinking about attending. I just thought it was it. I thought I got more stuck on like them calling it Vegas and Atlanta. I thought that was kind of catchy and clever. To if you're gonna be outside, fuck COVID, then shit, that's the way to do it. Like Vegas,
right? Right. Gamble just like Vegas. Yeah, man, I hear you. I went out to go see my family this weekend. Yesterday, not this weekend. It was just a quick ass trip. You know what I mean? It was cool. It was interesting because it was similar to your Cleveland situation. Well, not to the extent of 30 people and no masks. It was only, you know, my sister, my brother-in-law. And the funny thing is they put on masks. I came to their crib, they put on masks. And we kicked it for a hot second, but it was so weird. And this is what I was most concerned with going into the quarantine was just the reacclimation of, you know, talking and dealing with people, man. There was a conscious and even a unconscious distancing. Going on. Definitely more on my side. You know what I mean? Like they were a little bit more relaxed about it. They've been kind of relaxed through the whole quarantine situation way more than I have. But it just felt so weird. Like, you know, these are my people. You know what I'm saying? This is my family and shit. And I'm still kind of, all right, hold on now. Give me some space. You know what I mean? And it was good to see them, but it was just such a funny these are funny circumstances. But
man, I took a COVID test, got my results back today. I'm negative, so that was
nasal or the blood boy.
Dude, they got the new nasal shit where they don't have to dig all the way down in your brain no more. They just round the, you know, regular part of your nose.
Oh, okay. They don't go too deep. It's just around the nostril.
Yeah, they all in your nostrils. They go one side, the other side, then they pack it up, ship it off.
Okay, that's what you did.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't pack it up, but they, you know,
that's the one you went through.
Yeah. It wasn't. They didn't stick it all up your nose, like I thought. So that was cool. You know what I'm saying? Came back. I was COVID free, but you know what I'm saying? Right. That's been 3 days since I took the test. So I, you know. So I gotta wait, you know, take the shit again this week.
Wow, how'd you feel getting that diagnosis?
I was nervous because everybody else's had came back, and then me and my homeboy, who I actually was in the car with, you know what I'm saying, who work on the show as well, both of ours was kind of lost. Like, they was like, you know, we're trying to locate. I'm like, there we go at the bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Sent you to CDC.
Yeah, I thought my shit had, you know, had the special strain.
Right.
And then so they sent the results back. I mean, I got the little email saying, you know, go check your results and shit. So I go to log in to check the results. And then that shit was acting funny. I'm like, here we go at the bullshit. To my click here, but then when you click there, nothing happens. I'm like, man, shit.
Suspense.
They got me. They got me. You know what I'm saying? Then I finally got in, and it was negative. It was like, bet.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo! Oh, shit. That's what's up, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool.
At least I know I didn't catch it in well, it's still only been like a week. Shit could pop up next week. I don't know. We'll see.
Right. This shit is this is the most like non-traditional virus out here, boy. This shit got so many asterisks and question marks to it. Yeah, man. But it's good to have that negative. That's a good look, nigga. That's sweet. That's good credit.
Yes, sir. Shit.
What's been good?
Oh, man, just, you know, out here working, you know what I'm saying, getting it in, you know.
Yeah.
You know, getting, you know, I had the car shipped down and shit, so been, you know, getting acclimated with the car. I still ain't got my tags, but, you know what I'm saying, that was a whole ordeal, you know what I mean? But before I even tried to do that, I was just in there fucking around, checking everything to see what was what. You know, it's new to me, so I'm checking, you know, it's checking out clean, everything clean. But then when the glove box, and I told you they had everything in place, right?
Yeah.
We talked about that on here?
Yeah, you said everything kept going way back, first receipt.
Yeah, like a museum and shit.
Yeah.
So then I went to go get my tag and shit. And then, and I couldn't get it because I had some unresolved New York shit that I need to resolve. And so,
I'm like, fuck.
So, so anyway, I'm hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm hot. I come back to the crib, and I'm sitting in the spot, and I'm like, you know, telling myself like, self, man, don't worry about that shit. That shit ain't nothing but a temporary setback, man. Just go ahead and figure out what the fuck's going on. Call the DMV tomorrow in New York and see what's the fuck. You know what I'm saying? And then we handle it, and then we take care of business. It ain't nothing. And then I was like, cool. Say no more. We good. You know, start doing my work. But then that feeling of anger started to creep back up. Motherfuckers. Then I was like,
interrupting the balling. Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Got up, grabbed the keys, and then I was like, I'll just drive my shit around the parking lot. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? In the parking garage. So so I drive my shit up to the top level, you know what I'm saying? Turn around, come back down, you know what I'm saying? Backing my shit up into the spot. And then it's like a Range Rover behind me waiting on me to back my shit in. And then so I'm backing in. So once I cleared the way, they started pulling out, but then they stopped and rolled down the window and shit. And he was like, yo, I love your car. And I'm like, oh shit, like, appreciate it. He's like, man, that shit clean, where you get it from? You know what I'm saying? That whole conversation and shit. So I was like, yo, whoop. That made me feel a lot better. Like, okay, my shit still standing up around here. Okay, cool.
Right.
Let me be patient.
Nigga, breaking necks in the garage.
Right.
That's tough.
That wasn't nothing but God telling me, you know what I'm saying, chill out, man. You good.
Yeah. Be cool. Oh man. Did you play some music, or did you just let that engine roar while you was in the
I just let the engine roar, cause you know you still trying to get to know. You know what I'm saying? You wanna hear how that shit is, what you wanna hear everything going on, make sure everything is right. everything. You know, everything was checking out. You know what I'm saying? I guess, you know, last time I bought an old Benz, you know what I'm saying? It was some stuff that needed to be worked on. So, you know, you get some shit worked on, but then you start hearing foreign shit. You be like, oh shit, what the fuck is that? So I'm kind of, you know, take my first little voyages with the ears open for anything that might need to be addressed.
You said you started hearing some foreign shit or nah?
Not in this one. This one, everything was good. You know, that shit's purring. That shit's growling. You know what I mean? It's doing what it's supposed to do.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So, you know, that was cool. You know what I mean? I got to wait a little while, probably like another week before I could get my shit together. But, you know, during that week, I could focus on my work at hand, shit I got to do.
Fair enough. Yeah. So, yeah, man, that sounds, yeah. All happens for a reason.
Yeah. That's what it seemed like once I got the little confirmation from the Range Rover.
Right.
You know, it's always good when motherfucker in the brand new shit stop and be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? It just help you understand that you're still in the game. And that's all I was going for with the shit, you know what I'm saying? All I want a motherfucker to be like, well, okay, I can see you, OG. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going for.
Mm-hmm. Of note. Yeah.
In the conversation, shit.
Right. Hell yeah. That's what's up. That's cool, man. What else is going on? So you just been working, you just been heavy at the job.
Yeah, the work shit, you know what I'm saying? Just putting shit together.
That's what's up.
You know. That's checking cool. out the new neighborhood and shit. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Getting acclimated to my new surroundings.
Speaking of your neighborhood, well, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead.
Well, speaking of your neighborhood and whips, I've been seeing that there's a lot of street racing going on in Atlanta right now. Like, that shit has become a wave out there. Bird. Have you seen that, heard about that yet? Or it's a whole thing. Right.
Not around here, but I hear the Hemis and shit. You know, it's always a Charger or a Challenger with a Hemi. You know what I'm saying? That's big out here. But I haven't been in no scenario where they doing that shit. Yeah. I've seen them on the internet, and that'd be like a lot of people congregated. So I wouldn't be around no shit like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But you do hear the engines and shit. Niggas is into them engines because
big
Yeah, even when you hear, like, the traffic, like, the club type traffic, and then, you know, you hear the typical, like, the people, you know what I'm saying? But then you always hear a nigga with the engine. Well, Hellcat ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just making noise out here.
Growling and shit. Doing too much. Yeah, man.
So, shit. You know.
Nigga, I almost broke my neck this morning, man. Just waking up. That's what's so sad. I woke up, right? I guess as I was sleeping, I don't think I'm a wild. I guess I could be a bit of a wild sleep. I've been told, you know. But I guess I had to cover. Somehow I had to cover, maybe wrapped around my head a little bit. Like, I guess, you know what I mean? Just in the way of. In the way of sleeping, I must have, you know, covered the top of my head. I don't even remember this shit, but I covered my head. So, like, I woke up because I had my alarm set to wake up fairly early because I parked at a meter because the parking is terrible. It took me 3 hours to find a fucking parking spot yesterday. So, anyway, so I wound up parking at a meter, so I had to get up and, you know, go move the car before the meter turns on or whatever. So, right. But I found myself waking up even earlier. And as of late, probably the last maybe week, 2 weeks, I ain't really been sleeping that well. I might have said that shit on the pod last week. I ain't really been sleeping that well. It's just I stay up super late and then I kind of wake up earlier. Like, I've been trying to, you know, especially when we ain't got a whole lot of shit to do. It's kind of like, well, nigga, what you waking up for? You know what I mean? Like, get your whole situation. Get your recommended hours. But
I guess shit. That's what I was on during the pandemic.
Yeah,
during the quarantine.
I don't know what it could be. It could be a bunch of different things. But anyway, so I woke up probably about an hour and a half prior to the time that my alarm was going to go off, And, you know, I'm half asleep, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you half sleep, you know how you just try to get right back to sleep type shit, you know what I mean? And you're not really awake. And I hastily, like, tried to, you know, situate the cover, like, I yanked the cover to kind of cover, you know what I mean? Cover myself. But when I yanked that bitch, I yanked the fuck out of my head and neck on some old whiplash shit. Out of bed. Hell yeah. Nigga, it was a rude awakening. I was like, ah, nigga, I was fucked up. I was fucked up. Like, you know, them shits where you had to get up to see if you could walk type shit. Like, nigga, hold on. I'm feeling on my spine. You know how a nigga try to do his own MD shit. You know what I mean? His own triage. So then I was up then. I couldn't even go to sleep after that. I was up. I went to Google to see, you know, what's what, the symptoms for whiplash and all of this other shit. And then I wound up icing my shit for about like 20 minutes. And then I took a little walk. I was up early, so I took a little walk. Then I moved my whip. And then later on, I talked to my homie. Shout out to Kev MD. I had to hit him like, yo, let me ask you a question, because I looked online about whiplash, particularly that. You know what I'm saying? Because I often get that, like, when I go to the I'm not even a cat with back pain, and that's one of the things I really don't want, because I know people have had back pain, and that shit, you know, that shit be plaguing them. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, when your back fucked up. You know, as of late, you know, I've been sleeping kind of wrong, too. So, like, my shoulder, like, that shit, you might be ached out. You know, that shit would cramp your whole style. You know what I mean? And but, you know, if you get the back pain, slip disc type of shit like that, that could fuck your whole world up, you know? So I go online. They say, you know, if back shit, you know, over the next 24 to 48 hours, you'll kind of know the severity of it, this, that, and the other thing. Called my homie. He was like, I said, yo, if I went to the ER, what would they tell me to do? He was like, honestly, he said, they'll probably just tell you to take some Motrin and rest. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always anticlimactic. So I go, you know, and I don't like going to the ER, because the ER could be like 4 to 6 hours just for a nigga to tell you some shit like that. Right. So I said, all right, bet, you know, I'm gonna wait this out. When they started taking, I had Advil, which is the equivalent of Motrin. So I had some Advil on deck. I probably got to take another one in a second. But I took that. I could still feel like it's sore. You know what I mean? But hopefully we should be good. You know what I mean? But yeah, nigga, it was the worst way to wake up. And it was just, it was like, nigga, this shit, I didn't do anything. Like, that's the crazy part. I'm in bed.
You snatched your own self out of bed.
Right, basically.
Your own wig, man.
Right. I definitely did that. And you know, I think we talked about this maybe a week or two ago. Or maybe one. Maybe I just had this conversation with somebody else. I was like, you know, after you do some dumb shit, or not even just dumb shit, but some reckless shit or whatever, you wish you could just get those couple moments right before you did that reckless shit back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just to as you know, like with the whole, you know, just to be a little bit more cool about it. Relax. You know what I mean? Kind of like what was going on with the Benz and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Let me just chill. Let me let this shit run its course. Like, I was like, what is going on? Why was I, you know, but I understand it. I know when you're trying to snatch back those couple, you know, few hours, couple minutes of sleep. You know what I mean? And this is the second time some shit is like this has happened to me, where I'm half asleep and I got into an accident. I tell you about this shit. I think I told you about this shit out in Vermont. Did I ever tell you about this shit?
No, man.
Nigga, I was in Vermont on the road. This was a few years ago. I was working with Hannibal, and we had done a little Vermont run. We did, I guess, Vermont University up in Burlington. Mm-hmm. And we went hard, you know what I mean? Like, we used to go hard, like, you know, after the shows, hang out, drink, kick it, stay up super late, you know? And meanwhile, I drove to Vermont, you know what I'm saying? I drove to Vermont. But you be up so late, like, you ain't getting much sleep at all. So it was another one of these situations where you in the midst of the half wake, but you're not all awake type shit. So I'm in my room, and it's like it's about almost, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I gotta go take a piss or whatever. So I go to the bathroom, and like I'm half awake, right? So I'm taking the piss, and I don't know, I guess I forget that I'm at a hotel room. I'm thinking that I'm in my own bathroom, but sometimes when I'm taking a piss, I like to just put my hand on the wall, you know what I mean, on the side wall, and just kind of, relax, you know what I'm saying, let nature take us, you know what I mean? So I go to put my, and I'm half asleep, again, my eyes is not even really open and shit, so I go to put my hand on what would be the wall at my house. This shit is a shower curtain in Vermont. Nigga, I fell into the shower, smashed my whole shit up. Bow! Nigga, I thought I lost my teeth. Nigga, I was bow! Like, it smacked me, like, boom! Like damn near like some whiplash shit. Damn near you could lose your, like, you know what I mean? So I'm fucked up, bleeding and shit.
Oh, shit.
I go to the ER. All on the low. And then the funny thing about me is I don't really want niggas to know. I went to the ER for the dolo because the shit felt, it was embarrassing as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And so I go to the shit. Wasn't too much. Then I don't even think did I get stitches? I don't think I got a stitch.
Where you bleeding from?
My lip, like my, when I fell, because I fell face first into the fucking shower. Bam! My face broke my fall, my nigga. And like, so me, yeah, I appreciate your laugh, but the shit, so whack. So I cut my lip, like my teeth went into my leg. So, I went to the shit. I think I might have got a stitch, you know what I'm saying? And, they did the whole situation. And it's, they did the whole situation or whatever. And, it wasn't crazy as a bill or whatever. It wasn't even too crazy or whatever. But, nigga, I was fucked up. And everybody, it was funny because I forget, somebody had a similar thing at the time. Because I went to the dentist afterward just to make sure everything was cool. And my dentist had jokes. Oh, so you just fell in the shower, huh? You know what I mean? I know my grandmother was
abused.
Word, nigga, my grandmother was like, "You sure that was what happened? You ain't in no fight." I said, "Nah, grandma, ain't getting no fight." She said, "You and my lady, she was against my ex or whatever." She said, "Y'all good? Yeah." Now I'm thinking she think my ex swung on me. I'm like, "Come on, nah, that ain't happening here." You know what I mean? But it was crazy. I definitely felt like somebody that was getting abused because the shit sounds so wild and ridiculous, but it's exactly what happened. Just like what happened today, where I'm snatching my fuck, I'm getting myself whiplash. Like, I'm just, yeah, oh, man, I'm man. A danger to myself, my nigga.
You're
but,
a lightweight MI cricket letter from P Valley.
Yeah, right. Abused. Right. Speaking of that. Are you up to date?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, we're going to get into that, too. We're going to talk about that in a second. But, yeah, man. So, anyway, long story short, man. I think I should be fine. But, nigga, don't anybody that's making moves where you half awake, wake up. Don't make no sudden moves when you in your REM state,
I'm laughing at shit, but I had a... half awake accident, my damn self.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This was, my daughter was little. She was probably, 6-7 months old.
Uh-huh.
And, I woke up, I guess I had to go take her to get a bottle or something. Whatever, I woke up and I had to go get her and make some shit happen. Uh-huh. So, at the time, I just woke up, I'm sleeping, for some reason one sock had come off. You know what I'm saying? So I got one sock on, one sock off. And our bedrooms are there on the top floor. So you gotta go down some stairs. So I got the baby in my arms. I'm cool, I'm half asleep, but I approach the steps, as I usually do. and I go to, you know, grab the rail and take the first step, but the foot, the barefoot got more traction than the sock. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So you basing shit off of the wrong foot. You understand? So I'm basing shit off the barefoot with the traction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then I take the next step with the sock foot, and hit a goddamn Fred Flintstone. You know what I'm saying? Slip, and then once I got airborne, everything was in slow motion. You know what I'm saying? Because your feet have left from under you. Now you're parallel to the step. So you at a, you know what I'm saying? You're in the air.
It can go either way now. Yeah. So I know you're holding your baby like a
football. So now it's slow motion now. Now I'm like, oh shit. And I just made sure that I got the baby like on my chest. And then I just took all the motherfucking steps. Damn it, man.
Is she awake? Was your daughter awake?
But she, I mean, you know, babies, they, you know, they just, that shit probably was fun to her. You know what I'm saying? Because she was safe and sound. Me, on the other hand, my back, my neck, you know what I'm saying? My right there, the small of my back and my head was taking all the punishment.
Damn.
But good thing, you know, we got like, you know, some carpet on the step part. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't the bare wood. But
well, that'd have been nasty,
yeah, but you know what I'm saying. I was like, you know that show 6 Feet Under and shit.
Yeah,
that shit right there went to my mind. I was like, damn, this how I'm going out.
Yeah, man,
this is bullshit. Just like that.
That's the worst. When you think it's especially when you had your daughter with you, but especially when you're dolo. And you feeling like this could be it, and you replaying it in the moment, like, oh shit, nigga, I almost choked to death on a collard green like a couple days ago. On one loose collard green. I cut them shits too fine, I guess, and that shit was I had to hawk spit that shit out of my throat. It was over. I was going down, nigga. Over fucking a collard green with no meat.
One leaf.
Yeah. One lone collard leaf was going to take a nigga down in the midst of the COVID.
Oh shit.
Man. Yeah, you got to be more careful out here. Shit. Oh, shit, man. So, yeah, that's what was going on with me.
Shit, nigga, you need a caretaker, my nigga.
I know, basically, you know what I mean? Basically, man.
Need somebody to come check on you.
right, a fucking ring light or something. You know something, medic alert bracelet.
Yeah, medic alert. I fall and I can't get up.
can't get up. Yeah, man. I was talking to my brother-in-law about that type of shit. I was just like, you know, I think I've said this on here, you know, being at the crib by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like anything, you even got nobody just for support. If you go, you know, like if you, even if it's out of their hands, you could at least look over to somebody like, yo, I think this is it. You don't got to die just by yourself.
Right.
And I would say that, you know, I there's part of me that's kind of, I don't want to say it's proud. There's pride and fear sometimes to call 911. Right, because it's like when you call 911, now you kind of confirming this shit is an official emergency. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like there's been times where you're like, oh, this shit, you know, like, not that I've ever, you know, sometimes I might have had. I think it was one time I had chest pains or whatever, and it might have been. I don't know what it was. I might have been high too. So I was like. You know what I mean? Maybe having a panic attack or whatever the fuck. I don't know, but I just felt like, oh, shit, nigga. I hope I'm not having a heart attack. You know what I mean? And me, what I always do, even in the midst of all this shit, I go to Google, which you should never do, but I'll go and look it up, see what, or I remember, and I also try to downplay. Like, again, I got friends that work at ER and work in medicine, so before I call 911, I often call them, right? But then I'll call them as if it ain't an emergency. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I remember calling my homie, like, yo, what's good, fam? You chilling? Yeah, yeah. What's up, man? What's going on? Hey, shit. Hey, man, let me ask you a question. If I was having a heart attack, what would that shit feel like? And he was like, nah, nigga, you ain't having no heart attack because this is this, that, the other thing. And then that shit be enough because, you know, but then he was, my brother-in-law was like, man, you got to get to the point to now where shit, call the motherfuckers and then unlock that door. You know right. what I mean? Because then, you know, that's the other thing. You forget you don't lock that door. You know, the EMTs, they ain't going to do nothing. Like the fire department, they'll knock your shit off the hinges, but you know.
Right.
Anyway, man, I hate to be so morbid, but
yeah, I mean, that's good information, man. Because shit, yeah. who would think to fucking go unlock the door when you fucking slip, yeah. tripped, and bust your lip?
Right, right, man. That shit was crazy. Oof. Anyway, man. So yeah, dude. That was part of my, I guess, part of my holiday weekend. That's how I got back to the regular week. What else? What you did? You do anything for the? I guess not, huh? You just kind of
I went to my mother-in-law's for dinner on Sunday.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. But then my wife chewed me out for going around her mama after being all
oh, in COVID. The world. Yeah. Was this after the test results or not?
No, it was before the test results. But you know, she invited me. She was in town. Come by Sunday, da da da.
Right. Like,
cool. I was masked up. I took my precautions. I didn't touch her. It was right. like people there. You know what I'm saying? But right. I'm thinking I'm doing a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-mm.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? You go around my elder than mama. That's my only mama. I only got one.
Right.
Fair enough, you right. I won't go no more.
Right.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
You got that. Yeah, man. I tell you, this shit, I mean, that's honestly beyond obviously the physical and, you know, people dying. That is definitely one of the biggest side, I guess, you know, what do you call that shit? One of the big effects of this shit, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, you gotta be super careful, and it feels like everybody's a threat, even if it's all love, even if it's family. Ain't that some shit? Because that's one of the things I was thinking. I was like, damn, you know, this is family. That's my sister. But then I was thinking, you know what? You know, my immune system is cool, but what if we got similar immune systems? So if she got the COVID, that should have break down because it's, you know what I mean? Like, you get into your head about the dumb shit, man. Oh, shit, man. Anyway, I went. They had the, shout out to, Desus and Mero, they did a collab with this ice cream company called Odd Fellows.
Mm-hmm.
And they got like an ice cream truck. They're doing like a five borough ice cream truck tour. So they was up by my way on, Saturday? Something like that. So I went there because I wanted to, you know, they got these weird bodega-inspired ice creams. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? One is like bacon, egg, and cheese. One is like, half lemonade, half, like an Arnold Palmer, half and half. Half lemonade, half sweet tea. Mm-hmm. Then there's like counter crunch, which is like a bunch of shit that you would get at the counter. I forget what the breakdown of it is. And I think it's even like some coffee flavor shit. Then there's like, there's six total. Mm-hmm. There's six total. I was like, let me go out here. I'm curious. Plus, I fuck with them. Let me, you know what I mean, show some support or whatever. And I went out there, and first I thought they was going to, you know, let you sample the shit, because I was going to cop like a pint or something of whatever the one I thought was the dopest, but I was like, I wanted to try the shits. They mm-hmm. wasn't doing none of that. And I guess niggas would just sample all day. You know what I'm saying? That's one. Two, it's COVID era, so I guess there ain't too much of that going on. So I copped a flight. You know, because that was probably the cheapest option, because they wanted like $13.50 a pint. Mm. And it was like, you know, whatever it was for like a scoop or whatever. But if you do the flight for like $10, you get a scoop of all six.
Oh,
so okay. I copped the flight. And then You know, and it was walking distance to my crib. So I like, you know, I had the flight, like I ain't eat the whole shit. Like I had like a spoonful of everything just so I could try the whole shit. And then it was as I'm walking to my house, it slowly fucking melted, but it ain't melt that bad. But I got it to my crib, put it in the refrigerator. So now, you know, when I take it out the freezer, I put it in the freezer, I take it out the freezer, the shit done all coagulated into the same. So it's all just one big thing. It's like little, you know, you got context. Like, but yeah.
Oh, Neapolitan after walking home.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So my shit is just this miscellaneous flavor, but the shit was pretty good. It's some good ass.
Did you get to taste them all individually first?
I did. I got to taste them all individually. None of them really stood out like as the odds on like the half and half shit was good. So the half and half shit was good. Let me pull up the flavor so I could. I could speak more informed about it. The half and half. Let me find these shits. Okay. All right, here are the flavors. So one is called Budget Breakfast. And that, again, that's like, I think it's like honey bun mixed with a coffee flavor, whatever. Bunch of shit that you know, just some old corner store breakfast shit. That shit was cool. I liked it. I think, you know, I like coffee ice cream, so that shit. Then they had one called Host of Cupcakes, kind of play on Hostess Cupcakes, but it was kind of a play on, like, the chocolate cupcake. Mm-hmm. That shit was pretty good because it was mostly chocolate. Chico Stick was another flavor.
With a good Chico Stick.
Yeah, I don't even know if I don't think I don't know the last time I seen Chico Sticks at the little corner store.
Nah,
but
they got them because
they still got them.
Yeah,
that's your shit.
I mean, you know, when I'm feeling nostalgic and irresponsible and unhealthy, you know what I'm saying? Can't help myself. No self control.
Damn, you throw a lot on it, man. You're talking about
all the shit you be thinking about when you ask. You a grown ass motherfucker. You throw a quarter up there and ask him for a Chico Stick, nigga.
Yeah, man.
You feel like, oh, this is irresponsible. This is terrible.
I'm relapsing.
Yeah. Like buying a crack rock. Mm-hmm. Not really, but yeah.
You damn near similar consistency. But yeah, man, I didn't really get a Chico Stick flavor though out of it. But then again, I wasn't a big Chico Stick kind of cat like that. That was one of them shits that I never really indulged in too crazy. That wasn't one of my go-tos. So yeah, maybe I couldn't even really identify it. So that was that. Then again, Sweet Tea and Lemonade. What was it? And then what's this called? Bodega Counter Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like they don't have a breakdown on this one, but they're just telling you. I think that one had like some pretzels or some other shit in there. That was pretty good. And then the bacon, egg, and cheese, which I was probably the most interested in. I ain't really want to go all in on. That's why I wanted to sample because I was like, that could go left.
Yeah.
But
did it go left?
Yeah. Nah, that shit was all right. You couldn't fuck with it though. It's got, I think it's got like real bacon in it, man. So that's haram. You know what I mean? But,
But back to the Chico Stick thing right quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I talked all that about it, the irresponsibility uh-huh. of eating them and shit. But
uh-huh.
I liked the Chico Stick as a kid because it had a lot of my favorite shit. It had coconut, you know what I'm saying? It had peanut butter, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I wonder, could you make, because you know these artisanal motherfuckers, they be making organic and whole food, healthy versions mm-hmm. of some unhealthy shit. I'm sure you can mm-hmm. make a whole food Chico Stick.
I'm sure you can make a gourmet Chico Stick or even
artisanal Chico Stick.
Yeah,
I might fuck that with that. That's an idea.
You might have to put that out there. That used to be, I used to go to Bon Appetit. You know, they got a YouTube page and they, you know, there's a whole lot of shit going on with Bon Appetit right now as far as, well, maybe not as much, but it was a big uproar with Bon Appetit at the top of the quarantine, right around the time of the, you know, the whole, Black Lives Matter and, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when things started, when like a lot of brands started coming to the, you know, coming to the fray saying, hey, we trying to make sure our workplace is as progressive as it can be, and this, that, and the other thing. And then cats got in their ass because some of the people that they do a lot of YouTube shit. They got like different chefs and cooks on there that do content. And all the content creators of color were like, yo, we not getting paid the same type of shit that our, you know, our white counterparts are getting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that shit became a thing. And there was like a bit of a boycott, or at least a freeze. I think it might still be going on. We're like, yo, we're not going to put up no new content until we really sort this out. And a couple of the actual, the personalities left. Priya, I forget Priya's last name. Priya, there's another one, Soha, I want to say her name is. They're both Indian. They, I think they both bounced. You know what I mean? But I say all that to say, Claire, who is a white chick, she is probably, I think I might have talked about this on here before, but she was the first person I really seen on the YouTube shit, but she always did like the gourmet version of various junk food. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like, yo, how to make a gourmet Dorito. You know what I'm saying? Or how to make gourmet Gushers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be the whole video would be them breaking down what's made out of this and how could they recreate it with, you know, elevated type of ingredients and shit like that. So had Bon Appetit been, you know, doing a little better in the world, that probably could be something that they could have picked up and done a little gourmet Chico stick. But that lane is open. So if you're trying to get in the kitchen and put that together,
I'm gonna do it for me first and see what happens. I don't even know the demand for Chico sticks is even out there amongst the adults, but I know I fuck with them.
It's a Chico Sticks ice cream, so I mean, that's some momentum. You know what I mean? That's probably why I'm not the biggest Chico Sticks fan. I'm not a coconut head. I don't really rock with coconut like that, especially like fake coconut. You know what I mean? That's one of the things I don't really fuck with. But anyway, speaking of collabs and food, you see Travis Scott got his McDonald's collab that kicked off today.
What's that about?
He did a collab with McDonald's, basically. I mean, it ain't really it ain't really nothing super crazy. I mean, it is. Actually, I don't want to talk it down. One, Travis Scott has been, you know, he could damn near sell anything. His Nike collabs have kind of been some of the best collabs that Nike has done in a minute. All his shit's kind of fly off. You know what I mean? And they actually look kind of ill. It's not just safe. It's not like, you know, a Jordan in just a specific colorway that you've never seen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this Jordan's never been in blue, all blue, and that becomes the whatever rapper Jordan. He'll do some shit where he's going to revamp the shit, throw a pocket on the side of a six, or do the Air Force Ones and you know, in different textures and shit like that. Like, he really go into it. He really get his creativity on. You know what I mean? So this the latest. He did some shit with McDonald's, and he got a whole signature, like a signature menu, you know, not a menu, but a signature. What do you call that? I guess a menu when you got like a combo, basically. And this is menu. This is the first time that they've done this shit since Michael Jordan that they've done some shit. So that's a big deal. And basically what he did, he kind of revamped his shit is like a revamped quarter pounder. You know what I mean? It's added bacon, some more cheese, some onions, lettuce, tomato, a bunch of shit. You get a Sprite and you get fries.
Oh, so we talking about real food. We ain't talking about shoes and shit.
No. This is real. This is a real food shit. This is like his whole shit.
I'm thinking fucking Tinker Hatfield and shit. You all over there with Ronald McDonald.
He over there with Ronald McDonald and old Ray Kroc and them. But so that, and then there's supposedly some merch coming off of it too. I've been seeing that. And then supposedly it might be like a figurine that might come in a Happy Meal, which will probably resell because all his shit be reselling crazy. But
when this drop?
That shit came out today. Starts today till October 4th.
In all the stores?
all the stores. And it's funny because some of these stores have been given a lot of pushback because, you know, he's got explicit lyrics and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, you know, it is what it is. But that, yeah, so you go, you could go there and the whole shit is like $6. Now, obviously, that could change anywhere, but it's being marketed as you could get this whole little whatever, you get this combo for $6 on a dot. You know what I mean? The Travis Scott menu. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's cool. That's a cool look. You know, nice little collab situation.
Ah, yeah, man.
It's a damn shame that I got all this knowledge about the junk food community. You know what I mean? Man, you would think I'd have been out of it.
A foodie at all levels. Yeah,
I'm out here. I'm out here.
You probably was a foodie when you was young and then no shit.
Nah, maybe. Maybe.
So that's why, you know what I'm saying, your range.
I ain't had the resources.
Your range go from fast food to all the way fancy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't feel like, as a child, I didn't feel like I had a choice in the matter of my culinary desires. You understand? Mm-hmm. Until, you know what I'm saying, only thing I had full autonomy over was my afternoon snack. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, after school, you get home, nobody home, you got full autonomy to scramble an egg or whatever the fuck you gonna do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But other than that, it was, you know, you wait to see what the fuck was gonna happen.
Yeah.
What's tonight? You know what I'm saying? We got this, we got that, you know? And so I never really felt that autonomy to just be like, you know, I really enjoy, you know what I mean? I never had that. So it's still,
yeah,
never
I don't think
up.
Even. Yeah, I don't think, as I mean, I said that earlier back in the day about the, you know, getting your sandwich cut a certain way, but I think the autonomy didn't really come about until probably maybe college. I could kind of almost pinpoint it. Like, you see little shit. Like, if you're going on a trip, you know, it was always the thing about what kind of lunch you're going to get, or going to the corner store, you know what I'm saying, and getting your hero or whatever little chips or whatever little, you know, whatever little candy or whatever, that type of shit. That might have been the beginnings of it. But what I do remember is going to Notre Dame for like a summer, for like an internship. And I just remember overall, across the board, like just resource-wise, Notre Dame was blowing Clark Atlanta out the water as far as like, you know, that the library was bananas. But like, I remember their cafeteria was out of here. This was the first cafeteria I had ever been to with stations. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of now common. I think they even got it at Clark Atlanta, but you know, like, at this point, it wasn't. It was whatever is being served is being served. You know what I mean? Actually, it was a little bit in high school, too. Like, there were certain go-tos and shit. But, like, I remember at Notre Dame, like, they had, you could do the Italian station where you build your own pasta. Or, you know, you go over here and they got the little fake Benihana cat. You know what I mean? Cutting shit up for you and, you know, searing it and doing some shit over there. And then there's the deli thing or whatever. So that might have been like the first, that might have been one of the first days where you like, you know what I'm saying? You start to look at your options and shit like that. And then when you start getting your own shit, and then also even shit, now I think about it, in high school I worked at a grocery store. I was a bagger at a grocery store. Mm-hmm. And we used to kind of catch wreck in there. You know what I mean? But, I don't really want to, you know, I mean, it's been years and years.
The statute of limitations is over.
Statute of limitations is so crazy, but we used to catch super wreck. We used to do this thing, basically, and kids don't do this, but, I'm not endorsing none of this type of shit, but back in the day, we used to, you know, as a bagger, basically, you wasn't really doing a whole lot of shit. You was bagging groceries, so you was seeing what everybody was buying or whatever. But the other thing which you had to do, besides move all the carts, like go out, you know what I mean, move the carts, bring the carts back. When it got, what's the opposite of busy? When it got slow.
Right.
When it was slow, you know, as people go to the cash register and they, you know, when they buying shit, they might be like, nah, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? So all of that shit gets pushed aside. So what we had to do is do what they call returns. Mm-hmm. And basically, you take all of that shit and you kind of reshop. You take all that shit and you put it back on the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, what we was doing was also shopping. So we would, as I'm returning shit, I'm throwing shit in the cart. Then I'm bringing the cart back up to the front. And then, like, I would bag up my own shit, take that shit outside, toss it on the roof. And then at the end of the night, we go cop the shit. And we would go back with our loot. You know what I mean? A couple cats that was doing what we do, go to the crib, and it would be like a feast. You know what I mean? This shit. Ah, oh, man. Ah, oh, shit. I don't like talking about that type of shit, man. We might need to cut that out. Anyway,
man, it's just a life experience, man. Jay-Z is on the cover of Forbes talking about selling crack.
That's true.
Groceries to eat. You was underprivileged, my nigga.
Yeah. And it went from underprivileged to privileged, because then we started getting particular about shit. You know what I mean?
Get cool with Publix and shit.
Yeah, man. Get cool with the nigga at the deli. Say, yo, man, let me get a half pound of the turkeys. You know, blah, 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 blah. No doubt I got you. You know what I mean? All of that shit.
James Winston fucked up.
Yeah, man, with the crab legs. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They talking about he walked out with it. He had the hookup, man. He already know he had the hookup.
He knew that. He knew that.
He called it in, went, picked it up, and kept it moving.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, some of that type of shit definitely added to the whole thing. And, again, I say, you know, like the whole, if you ain't grow up with a whole lot of shit, having a well-stocked refrigerator or a well-stocked cabinet, you know what I'm saying? It feel good. You know what I'm saying? You feel like, okay, you feel like you got some money in the bank, kind of.
He growing up with them food insecurities and shit.
Yeah, man.
This is the shit.
That shit crazy. Anyway, let's get into some lighter shit, man. Have you been watching any of these shows? Did you even get into Lovecraft Country? No.
I just, man,
yo, people are hitting me. People are like, yo, I don't understand. What's up with Ali? How's he not? niggas want to hear your take.
Hey, man, listen, man, I'm in transition, man. Y'all need to leave me the fuck alone, man. I'm gonna catch up. Shit.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? When I knew all the motherfucking shows, y'all wasn't coming around here paying my bills.
Yeah, that's what the streets are saying. But you definitely watched P-Valley. I did watch P-Valley.
Let's talk about it.
What you think? Let's think of that finale.
Sad thing about finales, you know what I'm saying? They're well thought out, and you know they try to execute them to the T to keep you doing a certain thing. I mean, just left a lot on the table. You know what I'm saying? Left pretty much everything for next season. Look, at least sometimes they let you. I guess the only thing they did resolve was they saved P-Valley.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's it. Everything else is left on the table. But you know, I enjoyed it, but it wasted a lot of time, man.
I think it wasted time getting to the
point where really nothing really happened. You know what I'm saying? Something happened, mm-hmm. but you don't really get the benefit of knowing what happened. So all you got the benefit of knowing is they saved P-Valley, which you already knew they was going to save P-Valley if you got a second season. Shit, you got to have a P-Valley to have a fucking show.
Right. Or the second season could have been them trying to regain control.
That would have sucked.
It hadn't been no strip club. It had just been an Elks Lodge.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers running around. You know, they already wasted a few episodes on shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Running around. I don't think I got no good payoff on Andre. I mean, I guess him not getting the deal was a good payoff. So, yeah, I guess that was.
Yeah,
he should have got punched in the mouth or something.
Why?
Because you know, what I'm saying he did a lot of slimy shit to get to do that deal like that. You know what I'm saying? Because the brothers didn't want to do it. The goddaddy wanted to do it a certain kind of way. He did all that shit on his own, and then it backfired. He should have got punched in the mouth. Goddaddy should have really swung on him or something. You know what I'm saying?
I
like the mayor. I like how the mayor's doing this shit. I think it was a, you know what I'm saying? I think the part with Mercedes and her mom, I think that was a, you know what I'm saying? That was very dramatic. Just for the payoff was just the punchline. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I don't see how she switched that hard to go, you know, begging for a mama and shit, for a mama to get that kind of, you know what I'm saying, line off on her. So maybe I missed something in the script, but I just felt like that was a little much. I just felt like, you know what I'm saying, they put a lot of dramatic shit in there to, you know what I'm saying, for the effect and for the conversation, but no real story resolves. You know what I'm saying? I think we probably had this same conversation about Insecure season one's finale or some shit like that. If I
remember. We did. We might even had this conversation about P-Valley, because we said that there was too many things being set up that it was going to be tough to resolve so many storylines. We definitely had that conversation. I will say this. The biggest twist to me is twofold, and it was all they were kind of combined. One, seeing Diesel Drake kind of get his ass whipped a little bit.
Hey, man had some squabble in him. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga. And he was ready. He been waiting. Like, he been waiting just as much as Drake been waiting. Like, yeah. I thought it was going to be a quick one. I thought everybody was ready. Like, all right, he about to finally throw him that ass whipping. That nigga was like, all right, fam, if that's what you want, you can come get this.
I don't think you want it, man.
And it wasn't looking good. It wasn't looking good for him. And then
they used to call that shit squabble. That's when you had to fight long like that. You know what I'm saying? They call that that's wilding. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to waller. You know what I mean? Like, walling around. That's when you really got a long ass fight. You don't really get fights like that no more. It'd be like, break it up, done.
Yeah.
He just be winded. But he put in some work on him, you know what I'm saying?
And
it was a bad night for Diesel Drake. Diesel Drake had a light skin.
What else
night.
Happened to him?
Shit.
What else happened to him?
And then when he motherfucking get his ass whooped, then the girl that he loved gonna pull the gun on him.
Yeah, that was the
what
wild.
The fuck
that
she gonna get the pistol for? She steal the pistol out the locker. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, old Autumn Knight need the motherfucker, but she done stole the pistol.
Right.
She don't go, you know what I'm saying? You gonna take this pistol and pull it on the, you know what I'm saying, on the motherfucker trying to protect you? That's how that domestic violence shit be, man.
That's what I was gonna say. That's how it be.
That's how that shit be.
But my thing was, this was the weird thing. My thing was, was her plan, because if she stole the pistol, was her plan to kill him later on type shit? You know what I mean? Because why'd you steal
like
the pistol?
Because he was like, I mean, the way they set it up, like, shit, motherfucker, you better have your shit together when I finish pissing.
I'm talking about Mississippi taking the gun.
That's what
out
I'm saying.
The white boy told her that she needed to have
her shit ready to go when he finished pissing. She went to go get her shit and went and stole the pistol. So, you know, I'm thinking, shit, the only motherfucker she could have had a problem with was the nigga who was whooping her.
That's what I thought. And then at that point, this was the perfect time. This is the perfect time to do it. It would have been under the, you know, guise of self-defense. So that's what threw me a little bit.
I know, but you know what I'm saying? That's how it always throw you. You know what I'm saying? I've seen that shit so many times in my life where, you know what I'm saying? They come and get, you know what I'm saying, get the uncles and the brothers, like, and the niggas bound all up, go over there and shit, raise hell, whoop ass. Then she back over there the next night. And you're like, God damn, we done risked our whole life. And you right back over there. You know what I'm saying? Not to say, you know what I'm saying, you don't protect the women around you. It's just something about love, relationships, and that
abuse.
And abuse. Love, sex, and violence. That shit gets tricky.
Yeah. Stockholm syndrome. But then the other, it ain't gonna be a super big thing, but I guess the other loose thread is who killed the dude. I'm assuming it was Autumn, but they kind of played it to where you don't know if it was Autumn or Mercedes that popped him. You know what I mean? Because nobody looked, really copped to it.
They planned it like Mercedes did it because she was so, you know what I'm saying?
At the church.
Worked up about it, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So
Autumn don't look like she gave a fuck.
I thought Autumn was really about to burn out for a hot second. But there was a part to make her go back though. That's my point.
She found her heart. You know what I'm saying?
I thought she was gonna go.
But she knew she can't keep running forever. But you know what I'm saying? She didn't know that he was dead.
Nah, he didn't get killed until she came back.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, she came back at the thing with the money and all that shit.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. She was like, here, take it. Da 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 da. It's all there. Bam, bam, bam. Yeah. I was surprised Mercedes took that slow ass approach the first time with breaking the bottle off and then trying to stab him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I thought she would have went for the clunk over the head first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That would have been more effective.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She probably would have still got hemmed up because this nigga here, you know, he was any nigga that carry a motherfucking blade like that in his boot with a suit on, that nigga ready for all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, nigga walk around with a blade. He ain't got no pistol. He ain't got a blade, nigga, and ready to use that motherfucker.
Yo, speaking of a blade, have you ever seen JD's Revenge?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Yo, I had a little, you know, I'll be doing my little double features. So I had a little double feature. I watched Across 110th Street and JD's Revenge. Both of them on Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime got a lot of like old school black movies. And this is pre we trying to prove how black we could get. Now it's curated, but like it was always in the, you know, in the wild in there. And I'd always wanted to watch JD's Revenge because they sample it on the first Ghostface album right before Wildflower. So. Mm-hmm. In short, JD's Revenge is basically a pimp gets killed by mistake. He wasn't supposed to get killed. A pimp gets killed by mistake. So Glenn Turman, he was, he, 40 years later, he gets killed. The pimp gets killed by mistake, and this is all in New Orleans. Pimp gets killed back in the day. 30 years later, present day or whatever. They, Clint Thurman and his lady and their friends, they go out, they on Bourbon Street, and they go to this one place where they get hypnotized. And I guess through the hypnosis somehow, he winds up taking on the spirit of JD, who's this pimp. Yo, what I'd say, this shit is hilarious. It's not even meant to be funny, but the shit is funny because when Clint Thurman becomes like the pimp, it is so comical because he's like, it's so over the top, but it's some slick talking in that shit. It's, first of all, the one of the best scenes is the part where Ghostface sampled. He meets this chick at the club and they jump off. You know, he got the full conk, he got the full on, the pimp regalia, the big hat, the whole shit, right? He pull this chick to the house, they jump off, and then the sample. You know, at the end, he getting ready to get up out of here. She's like, that was the best fucking I ever had. You know what I mean? He said, what's your name? He said, that's because you're dealing with the ace. You know, that's one of my things I used to love to say. That's because you're dealing with the ace. So then they talking and then she said, what's your name, sugar? And then long story short, her man come in, right? She said, oh, no, my man coming. He said, well, and the nigga say, well, you better talk to him. And then so the nigga come in. And I got to sample this other part because the shit is hilarious. So the lady come in, she tried to stop her man. He like, bitch, you got a nigga in there. And he come out. He said, hell yeah, nigga, I fucked your old lady. What you gonna do about it? You know, some shit like that. And then the nigga pull out a little blade. He pull out like one of them little blades that the old school shit that the barber used to, you know, mm-hmm. to really shape your shit up. He got the full blade
right.
razor. And mm-hmm. he said, come on, nigga, I'll cut your big ass down to the white meat. And this nigga is slicing this nigga up so crazy. But anyway, it just goes back to knife work, man. That shit was, I mean, you need to see it. If y'all never seen JD's Revenge and you got Amazon Prime, please watch that shit. That shit is hilarious. It don't mean to be funny. That shit is hilarious. 110th Street is pretty good, too. I found myself rooting for the villains. Not the villains, but for the black cats. But they, you know, niggas was getting caught, like, in the worst ways. And it was terrible. But that shit was cool, too. But, yeah, man. Speaking of blaxploitation, did you see Power Book 2? Episode 1.
I have not. I'm watching it tonight.
Okay. All right. I don't want to spoil none of that tonight. Shit. But you know, the people like to hear the power recaps. But I'm gonna just say this.
Yeah.
I'm in,
and I'm gonna be on it. You know what I'm saying? It's just circumstances that kept me doing my thing. But you like it?
I'm in. Yeah, man. It's more of the same. You know what I mean? It is. It's power. It's the next generation. You know what I'm saying? But it's got some shit to it. It's got some I don't wanna spoil nothing for you. I like it so far. One episode in, I know I'm gonna be watching that shit every Sunday.
We'll be full in with a full recap. You know what I'm saying? I'll be up on it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm gonna check that one out tonight and then I'll be on time for part two. And then I'll start on what do you call that shit?
Lovecraft Country is worth getting on to, man. That shit, I'll say this, there'd be episodes where, I mean, I'm kind of like, now what the fuck? Just, you know, what's going on here? But I'm in, because they just the way they set the shit up. Like, yeah, man, I want you to watch it so we could kind of really get into it. We could start breaking some of this shit down, man.
Okay, especially Tuesday we'll have a whole TV breakdown. Uh-huh. Next Wednesday,
man. Anything else going on you want to chop it up about?
Nah, I ain't got shit else, man. I'm, you know, okay. I'm laid back, kicking it and enjoying the ride.
Shit, I hear you, man. I'm just over here trying to rest my neck. So
I'm chilling. Protect your neck, nigga. Protect your neck.
Absolutely, man. You know what I mean? I didn't protect it, so now I got arrested. But it's going to be what it's going to be. Gave him my app. Shit, man. We already know where we going to be. So unless you got some shit you want people to look out for.
Nah, nothing yet. We in the lab, you know what I'm saying? We'll be back out at the end of the month. You'll start seeing shit to talk about.
Oh, shit. Well, there it go. Okay, well, shit, until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Hello.